Speaking to the media after the meetings, the Chinese foreign minister said that China and ASEAN members have exerted joint efforts to make the ministerial meetings focus on dialogue and cooperation. This year marks the 25th anniversary of China-ASEAN dialogue relationship. Wang Yi said both sides have agreed to build a closer community of common destiny.
We recall the achievement over the past 25 years in developing bilateral relations, summed up experience and outlined a blueprint for future development. The past 25 years is a period when China-ASEAN relations to grow up. While the coming 25 years we see that relationship mature, we can see that two sides have established a comprehensive system for cooperation in various areas. In the future, we will build a closer community of common destiny.
Wang said China and the 10 ASEAN members agreed to strive to boost culture and people-to-people exchanges as the third pillar for their cooperation, in addition to political security dialogue and trade and economic ties. Foreign ministers from ASEAN countries are upbeat about future cooperation between China and the South Asian regional bloc.
I think over the past 2.5 decades, China and ASEAN has expanded its cooperation in many, many areas. If we look back 25 years ago and compare to today, we'll see a lot has been achieved. China and ASEAN has already committed to each other to further enhance its cooperation. So these can really tell us how successful the cooperation between ASEAN and China over the past 25 years.
During the meetings, the foreign ministers also discussed differences, such as the South China Sea issue. But as Wang Yi said, this year's meeting has seen a different situation.
In recent years, the South China Sea issue has become an annual topic at ASEAN meetings. It is not strange that this year China and ASEAN nations have reached an important consensus in Laos. They agreed to return to the right track of solving their disputes through dialogue and consultation. ASEAN foreign minister said the bloc as a whole won't take sides on the so-called arbitration case and that it is a problem concerning only the Philippines and China.
During their meeting, China and the ASEAN nations issued a joint statement promising full and effective implementation of the conduct of parties in the South China Sea, which stipulates that disputes should be resolved peacefully through negotiation between the parties directly concerned. They also vowed to work together to maintain peace and stability in the South China Sea. Myanmar's Director General for ASEAN Affairs, Aung Lin, said the bilateral disputes should not hamper the relations between China and ASEAN.
We believe that South China Sea issues is only a part of the bigger picture of ASEAN-China relations, and it shouldn't be something that is affecting the ASEAN-China relations as a whole. Our minister emphasized the importance of ASEAN-China relations to look at the bigger picture. And China is an important dialogue partner of ASEAN, and we look forward to more close and friendly relations between ASEAN and China.
During his time in Laos, Wang Yi also attended the ASEAN Plus 3 meeting, the East Asia Summit, and the 27-member ASEAN Regional Forum. The top Chinese diplomat said when meeting with his counterparts from ASEAN countries, they also discussed the preparation for a commemorative summit marking the 25th anniversary for China-ASEAN dialogue relationship in September. For CRI, this is Liu Yuanhui.